American Family News. I'm Musty Keith. While the Senate flipped to Republican control, the party that will hold the majority in the House is still to be determined. Brooke Singman reports.
Control of the House is still up for grabs after Republicans flipped the Senate for the first time in 4 years. 40 House races have yet to be called. Right now, Republicans are leading with 205 seats, including one gained. Democrats are trailing with 190 seats, but House Speaker Mike Johnson is confident the GOP will maintain its majority. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
Less than 1 day after President Donald Trump's securities returned to the White House, Trump campaign senior advisor Jason Miller says the president will restore strength on the global stage as well as tackle top issues for Americans.
Most importantly, right away, we talked about day one, what he's getting ready to do, secure the border and start fixing our economy. He can do that and put more money back in people's pockets, and people's lives can be changed immediately. That is a great thing.
Yesterday, Kamala Harris waited until 4 p.m. for the concession speech, saying she will, quote, continue the fight. Donald Trump Jr. hopes so.
Listen, I hope so. I would like to pre-endorse Kamala Harris for 2028. I would love for any Republican in the future to be able to run against her. The Democrats made such a glaring mistake bringing her in. They ignored their own people. Don't forget, she ran in a Democrat primary in 2020 and got less than 1% of the vote. So I think even their people understood that she was a terrible candidate. So I welcome any future presidential run from Kamala Harris with open arms.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, who failed in her attempt to, quote, get Donald Trump, put on a disgraceful display yesterday after Trump won in a landslide.
So no matter what the next administration throws at us, we're ready. We're ready to respond to their attacks. We're ready to respond to any attempts to cut or eliminate any funding to the great state of New York, as the governor outlined. So despite what has happened on the national stage, we will continue to stand tall in the face of injustice, revenge, or retribution. We will continue to protect and our most vulnerable and marginalized amongst us.
Fox News legal editor Carrie Urban says Letitia James is a sad, sore loser.
That was maybe the most distasteful speech I've ever seen a government official give after someone won the American presidency. And I think it reflects exactly how Letitia James has been this entire time. She has done everything in her power to destroy Donald Trump. She failed. You know how we know she failed? Because Donald Trump won decisively last night. This lawfare campaign that we have seen waged against Trump by attorneys general, by federal and state prosecutors, by twisting the law in ways they had never done before. And we know this, right? This is not just a right-wing talking point. They use the law against Donald Trump in ways they've never used against anyone else in their states, in this country. And the American people spoke loud and clear last night and said, we're done with this.
And finally, abortion ballot initiatives continue to have people talking.
10 states were voting on so-called right-to-abortion initiatives, including Florida, where people rejected the idea of making abortion a constitutional right and doing away with pro-life protections. Carol Tobias of National Right to Life Committee.
Florida was definitely a bright spot. Proponents of abortion did not get the required 60% of the vote. But another big spot was South Dakota. They had a huge rejection of amending their state's pro-life law. And then the third success was in Nebraska, where voters were faced with a law that would keep their current abortion law, which was a no abortion after 12 weeks, or eliminating all protections for unborn children throughout pregnancy. So they had two different measures, and the more pro-life, the one with the stronger protection, did survive. The other one did not.
So out of 10 states, Tobias says we had three solid victories.
Which actually has surprised the abortion industry. I think they were kind of caught off guard that they actually lost something.
I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Musty Keith.